Seasons change and the days get longer, but there's nothing in the movement of the earth that says we have to change our clocks twice a year. We're used to it. We spring forward and fall back to get into and out of daylight saving time in March and November, but the crankiness about the change appears to be on the rise. All three states here on the West Coast are talking about sticking with one time plan for the whole year. Just this week, an Oregon Senate committee finished up work on a bill to go to daylight saving time and stay there. Senator Kim Thatcher of Kaiser near Salem is the sponsor of Senate Bill 320 and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Senator Thatcher, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So Oregon, certainly not the only place, as we mentioned, talking about sticking to one time or the other. What motivated you to introduce this bill?
Well, actually, a few years ago, I introduced a bill to just go to standard time, and that wasn't very popular, actually. Most people were concerned about the time change, but really they didn't want to do away with the long summers in the evening, and they pointed out that we're already on daylight saving time 8 months of the year, and so a switch to standard would be disrupting 8 months of the year rather than just four by staying on standard or daylight saving time.
Okay, so you would have us stay in daylight the whole year then?
Yes, the whole year, and then we wouldn't have the switch twice a year. We would just switch one more time, hopefully, maybe just one more time to daylight saving time if things are moving forward in all the other states along the West Coast as they seem to be, then we would join them in staying on daylight time.
So California has yet to have a public vote. This is the mechanism that would make it happen in California. I understand Washington getting fairly close as well.
Washington is moving. They have a couple of bills going through each chamber, I believe, and one would sent to the voters, and one would not. In California, the voters actually did vote for it, but they're kind of different from Oregon in that they would then have to go through the legislative process and get two-thirds of a vote there. Their deadline for this, getting something like this through, would be the end of September.
Okay, I had it backwards then. It was the voters had voted, but the legislature didn't, not the other way around.
Yeah, it's different there.
We have an email already from John and Eugene who asked some of the questions I was going to ask about this point. He says, I hear about the confusion and frustration associated with the twice annual time switches, but I don't hear much about what I thought were the two reasons states make the switch. One, safety for school children in the morning. With permanent daylight saving time, it will be dark at 8:30 in midwinter. That's one. Two is energy savings, not as many lights on early in the evening. Permanent daylight saving time would help there. He says, sorry, early risers. Those from John and Eugene.
Yeah, well, you know, when people are raising concerns, they usually bring up the school children. And I would make the case that they are already standing in darkness while waiting for the bus in some of the weeks of winter. There's nothing that says that schools couldn't adjust their start time if that became a large concern. There are a number of studies also that suggest that it would save lives going to daylight time, so we would have more daylight during the afternoon and evening hours, which helps with traffic accidents.
So in December, for example, I can see the point here. In December, for example, we wouldn't be having the sun setting at 4 or 4:30. It's more like 5:30, it looks like, around much of the region.
Yes, it would be about 5:30. Yeah. Actually, December 20th, it would be in Portland, it would be 5:29. You know, different parts of the state obviously have different sunrise sunsets. And it's interesting to me that just between Burns and Lincoln City, there's about 25-minute difference between sunrise and sunset.
You must be looking at the same chart that Senator Post brought, Representative Bill Post brought in the other day.
I probably the one that gave it to him. So
Lincoln City, Portland, Bend, and Burns indicated on that chart?
Yes.
Yeah. A very helpful chart, I find. But we're talking about the time change and the possibility of Oregon moving to daylight saving time permanently with Senator Kim Thatcher of Kaiser. She's the sponsor of Senate Bill 320. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Should Senate Bill 320 become law, what are the mechanisms then? What would happen from once it's out of the legislature's hands?
Well, once it's out of the legislature's hands, they took, in the committee, they removed the referral. So right now it stands without a referral to the voters. So it would be also, along with that, there's a companion measure that calls on Congress to allow states to make the decision as to whether or not to go to full-time daylight time. So that would have to happen. We would have to get that approval from Congress. If we were not able to get that approval from Congress, we could decide as Pacific Coast state leaders to apply to the U.S. Department of Transportation and change time zones, because that's where you have to go to change time zones, because they, I guess they have to make the decision based on commerce and transportation. And if we're all Pacific Coast states applying to do that, they would be more likely to approve that, since, you know, we're all in one region. I think there's great momentum for Congress to actually make this decision. There seems to, it seems to be bubbling up quite a bit, since so many states are coming forward this with this, you know, similar legislation in their own states.
All right. So there obviously needs to be some sort of federal role as well. It's not just enough for the Oregon State Legislature to say, we're doing this.
Well, and we are doing this only if Washington and California do.
Okay. And is that part of the bill? I didn't see that in there.
That is made more clear in an amendment that was adopted. And we would also leave, just so you know, we would leave Eastern Oregon, that is on currently on Mountain Time, we would leave them alone mm-hmm. so they can stick with whatever is happening in Idaho, because that makes more sense for them.
All right, that's what I was going to ask about. So Malheur County, which is currently on Mountain Time, would stay
yes.
there. Okay. We have a phone call here from Elena in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Senator Kim Thatcher from Kaiser as we talk about the time change. Hi, Elena.
Hi. I was just going to make a comment. I'm a person who has to be up at 4 in the morning to make it to work every morning. I'm already sleep deprived 8 months out of the year. I would really prefer to stay on standard time.
Okay, so there's a vote for standard time in instead of daylight time. And you listed the reasons already, Kim Thatcher. Has anybody talked about, Senator, about maybe going halfway between, going that half hour like India and Newfoundland and parts of Australia do?
Yeah, it's been mentioned. There are a few people that throw that out, but it seems like it would be very, very awkward to not be on the hour. Most people kind of reject that idea. I mean, they acknowledge that there are places around the world that do that, but they don't favor it here.
Okay, so let's talk about what's happened thus far with Senate Bill 320. It went to the Senate Business and General Government Committee, and it kind of was silent for a couple of months, and then activity picked up in March. There was a public hearing 2 weeks ago, is that right?
There was a public hearing a couple weeks ago, right after daylight time came into being.
And, great time to have it, huh?
Yeah, at 8 in the morning, and so of course it felt really early in the morning coming to this committee meeting. But we discussed, there were a few little concerns as it was written, so we wanted to clarify and make sure that we were moving forward only if Washington and California do, and to make sure that we left Malheur County alone. And that there was an option to remove an amendment to remove the referral to voters, and that they adopted that one as well. So right now, it looks like it'll be heading to the Senate floor probably next week, possibly the week after, and then it'll go through the same process on the House side.
All right. So at this point, the major difference with the way you introduced it, though, is there's no voter referral. So this is not something that people of Oregon would get to vote on.
Currently, that's what they did. They stripped that out for now.
So there's a House version as well, HB 2297. Is that more or less identical to what you put in Senate Bill 320?
Yes. And if that one starts moving, they would adopt the exact same amendments over there. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I gather you were, from the comments that came out of the committee meeting this week, that on Tuesday, that you were not crazy about the idea of no voter referral in here.
Well, it wasn't my favorite part. I figure it is going to affect every person in the state, and have the discussion go a little more broadly to the people so that we can make sure that we're moving forward with the wishes of the people. But, you know, generally speaking, the legislature does make these decisions. We're the representatives, and so it makes sense to move forward without the referral in that way, except I just preferred this particular question to go to the voters.
What about Senator Chuck Riley's position? He's the chair of the committee. He mentioned that, hey, voters elect legislators to make these decisions.
Yeah, that's what I agree with. I agree with generally, but I also believe that because it's kind of a big change when it comes down to it, and having this issue being discussed on a more broad level instead of people saying, what did the legislature do? I just wanted to make sure that there was information and we were moving forward with our eyes wide open on this.
So, Senator Thatcher, if Senate Bill 320 or its counterpart, HB 2297, or they get merged, become one thing, whatever, become law then, what's the soonest that this might happen? When would we go to daylight time, or when would we not go back to standard time?
Well, I believe that it could happen as soon as November 2020. That could be the soonest. Mm-hmm. That when the normal time change, winter time change happens, we would just stay on daylight time and not move forward. That would be the soonest if things are moving as they look like they're moving in both Washington and California. And if we get congressional approval, that would be the absolute soonest.
All right, so November of 2020, so we're talking a year plus, and then potentially the original version of this was looking for November 2021, but that was with the voter referral, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That was the referral in November 2020, which would have been really late. That really would have probably messed up what the other states are doing because they were able to get that finished a little sooner. So I did have an amendment to put it in to the May 2020 primary election. But that was not adopted. They just instead stripped out the referral to the voters.
Okay, so that is just not there at this point. No public vote on this. And what do you hear from constituents? I mean, I imagine you wouldn't have put this in if you weren't hearing a fair amount of stuff about people getting tired of this change.
Yes, most people are tired of the change, but of the people who also want to make the change, most of them would prefer adopting the daylight saving time. And that's really what drove this bill. And not only that, we have to do it in conjunction with the Pacific states. Otherwise, I don't think it would work very well.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird to drive across the California-Oregon state line and have to switch your
clock. Yeah, going north and south and having different time zones. This is kind of strange.
All right, so we'll keep track of what's going on with Senate Bill 320, which would change daylight saving time on the Senate side, House Bill 2297 doing it on the House side. Senator Kim Thatcher of Kaiser, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the plans for a time change, or at least the efforts to make it happen.